Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Is it wrong that I downloaded my own podcast yesterday?
Slightly. What were you downloading it for? To see how good you were?
No, I just wanted to hear all the good stuff that we did because I thought we had a really good show yesterday and, yeah.
What was your favourite bit?
I liked Rod Gilbert a lot because he just woke up on the air, didn't he? It was just that first thing of, like, if you imagine being woken up and then you're on the radio in about 5 seconds, that's what happened with Rod Gilbert yesterday. Like, morning, Rod. 5 minutes. Let me have 5 minutes.
Bless him.
Let me have 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. But then went into hyper Rod Gilbert mode at the end, mixed with a kind of load of random words because he was wired on the coffee by then. But a brilliant interview. I really liked him yesterday. I know What's Occurring was good. You were hilarious, Becky.
No, you were better.
Give me some feedback. Podcast is there.
How could
now.
I improve? Because feedback should sometimes be bad as well as good. Like, constructive criticism always helps me. So
what you're supposed to do, it's like a sandwich. You're supposed to do good, bad, and then, I learned this from a manager before. I've never been a manager myself. You're supposed to do another bit of good at the end to motivate.
So you're saying that in your sandwiches you have good at the bread, the filling is always rubbish, and then the other bit of bread is good?
No, it's like a poo sandwich. So it's like good.
Oh, you disguise poo. The bad stuff in the middle of good stuff.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what I got
so
told.
Where can I improve then?
Well, you were really good yesterday. What's the bad bit? See, this is going to set the tone for the whole show, and this is going to be a really bad atmosphere.
No, go on, say it. This is the whole point of this feedback session that we're.
I thought you did interrupt me a couple of times, but then
I do that a lot. No, I can see.
You're doing
that.
It now.
What?
But then after that, a really good show from everybody, and you, the one that doesn't speak. Well done to you.
He's always interrupting.
There we are. There's my feedback. I'd love to be a manager.
Would you?
Do you think I've got it in me? It's never going to happen, is it?
No.
Right, today Chase Crawford is coming in, not on this show.
Oh, rubbish.
But on Fern's show from 10 o'clock. We messed up yesterday and said that it was yesterday, but it wasn't.
Do you know what? Because yesterday I got all dressed up and today I've just come with, like, really curly matted hair and
your
hoodie.
Default pink hoodie.
Yeah, it is my default pink hoodie. There's numerous pictures on the website with quite a deep V frontage.
Yeah.
But
what's talk me through your hair today.
Well, it's it's naturally curly. Well, naturally sort of half curly. Just imagine like a kind of growing out perm.
Yeah.
That's my hair. And normally I bother to do something with the bottom half, but today I haven't. So it's like straight to the top of my ears and then goes really ridiculously curly and quite matted at the back.
Yeah.
Looking good.
I've put some special spray on today. I had a shower as well.
Oh, have you put on your pheromone spray?
I haven't got a pheromone spray. Who wears that?
Everyone's got a pheromone spray. Fern Cotton loves it. I once smelt Jimmy Carr and he had it on.
Really?
Yeah, it's meant to make you really attractive. Do you not remember when we did it and I even fancied Chappers a bit? Because we put it on and I was and then I remembered that he'd earlier sprayed with pheromone spray and I felt a bit conned.
But it doesn't really smell like a perfumey spray, does it?
No, it just smells
of
really
man.
No, it doesn't even, because it's like a, both sexes can wear it. It just smells of, like, I don't know, you can't describe it, but you
sweat.
Really like that person.
B.O.
No. It's a really nice smell. It's like fresh and kind of. What do you smell of?
Just my standard default aftershave.
What flavour's that, please?
Am I allowed to say what flavour it is?
Cheese?
Vera Wang.
Oh.
I love Vera. I love her Wang. So that's what I've got on today, just for Chase. I think there's one man that every man would think about having an experience with, and I think that for a lot of people in this building, including the one that doesn't speak, if it was going to be any man, and he's happily married with children, it would be Chase Crawford. You think?
Yeah. I still
what about
prefer
you?
Chuck Bass is mine.
Yeah, but you're a girl. So.
That wasn't a weird slip. I am actually a girl.
Right. Anyway, so Chase is
Stop
in.
Stop smelling yourself, please.
I like it.
At least.
Is it wrong also? It's fine here to spray here, neck, yeah?
Yeah.
Here?
No! No! Where don't else? Spray there!
Here?
Don't know! You don't know! Down you there. Don't spray there!
Some people do.
You get all sorts of reactions.
And on the wrist.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
Right. So Chase is in at 10 o'clock this morning with Fern Cotton, and lots of people will be coming down to the live lounge and pretending to do work just so they can catch a glimpse. Happens every time we get someone slightly hot in the building.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you been watching that Over the Rainbow show, which is just like all the other shows on BBC One hosted by Graham Norton where they try and find a West End star?
No, I haven't yet. Is it any good?
It's fine. It's similar to all the others, really. Maria,
Joseph,
all those. But Charlotte Church is on it, which is always good.
Oh, I love her.
She's one of the judges.
I quite like Sir Andrew in his little in his chair as well. His
yeah.
little throne. He's always got quite a smiley face on.
He has. So it's similar in many ways to a lot of those other shows. Graham Norton, obviously the host, Andrew in his throne. Charlotte, see, I think, like two Lady Gagas, I think there are two Charlotte Churches now. Because the one on the TV at the moment is, like, needs to eat some pies, seriously. But then you see her in Closer magazine or whatever, and, you know, she's got a bit more meat on her.
But they've been, she's just lost some weight and they're doing before and after shots.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
So there's not two of her at all?
No.
There is a strange moment that happens on the show, you know, when someone gets booted off. And like all the reality shows, it's a bit emotional, and they, you know, they don't want to leave the competition so soon.
That's why I can't watch it, because it plays with my emotions.
But on this one, it's a bit different. What you have to do, you don't have to sing again or anything. You have to do this.
Yeah, it's been the most amazing experience of my life, and I just want to say, like, all those girls are so amazing. They deserve it so much. And it's going to be hard.
Oh, I'm sorry it's ending so soon. Well, Bronte, sadly, that's it. If you know what's going to come. It's time to hand back your shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go over there...
Now, that's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you get booted off over the rainbow, you have to hand back your shoes to Andrew. Ugh.
Well, how are you going to get home?
I know. Is it like bowling?
Oh, don't even get me started. Does he have a massive, huge can of air freshener? Hand him back, he's like, shh, shh.
Do they do that as, when you go bowling? Did they do that as soon as you take the shoes off?
Yeah.
I find that a bit rude.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying about my feet?
Well, it's like they don't even sniff them to see if they need the freshener, do they?
No,
it's
they just spray
like,
them.
Straight, like hold them at arm's length.
What, you know, look, I had a shower before I came to your bowling alley, actually.
At least work out whether they need the freshener before you. Although that would be a bit ming, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you hand about the shoes a lot? Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
oh,
definitely need the spray now. Definitely need the spray. I just think that's a really weird way to end a reality TV show.
Don't they float off on a little moon?
They go off on a big moon at the end.
I'd quite like to do that.
Yeah. They need to bring the moon onto X Factor, I think. So, yeah, there's no singing. There's no real crying. It's just like, it's been a brilliant journey. I've really enjoyed it, but all these other girls are great. Okay, well, now you know what you need to do. You've got to hand back your shoes to Andrew before you go off on a big plastic moon.
It's time to hand back your shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go over there,
you've got to go somewhere else to take them off. You can't just do it
there.
Go
over to Andrew and his throne. He must have a massive collection of shoes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
And we were just talking about how many people here at Radio 1 are excited about Chase's presence today in the building. And even as a heterosexual man, there is one person that you would make an exception for. And for a lot of men, that is Chase. Just the one person. David?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See? Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's James from Bristol.
James from Bristol. What are you doing up so early?
I don't have a clue why I'm up so early, but I'm on my way to the gym at the moment.
Fair play. Gym at 7 o'clock. That deserves a little... Mm-hmm. How can I help?
I think you're right. There is... Every straight man is allowed to have a list or a man that they are allowed to...
A list?
With a little bit.
All right, hang on a second. I just said one person. You've got a list. Who's your list, then, please?
I think... Well, I don't know who Chase Crawford is, so I don't agree with that one.
Yeah, let's put him on it, though.
I've got to say Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
Dane Cook, the comedian.
Who's Dane Cook?
He's, I think, an American comedian that's in a few films, things like Good Luck Chuck.
Can I just... hang on, let me just Google that. Google him, sorry. That. Dane Cook. Oh, I know him. Yeah, I see what you've done there. Next.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Any others?
I think everyone's still in love with George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Right, so that's your... So that's a list of about six or seven there from you.
Yeah, I think it's more of a case I'd like to be them as opposed to love them, but, you know...
Okay, well,
well, I was just about to do a plea if any of these people are listening at the moment.
Yeah.
Get in touch.
You can find James in a gym in Bristol.
Yeah, Sanitine's gym.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, good. All right. You're keen.
All right. No,
love you, James. Have a good day. Morning to Jacob, who just texted in and claims to have bought some shoes off Andrew Lloyd Webber yesterday. Well, I just spoke to a guy called Calvert who's doing his paper round. And I was like, hang on a second. And then something went wrong. Have you spilt tea in the phones again?
No.
Right. Calvert, I've got a horrible vision now of you just hanging on for me to speak to you on air. And it's just engaged. So put the phone down, please.
The problem with this is before people go on the radio and we speak to them, you always say, turn your radio off so it doesn't make that wee noise. So now he's got his radio off. And
he's still hanging on the phone to me, and I'm never going to actually speak to him. Yeah. Calvert, if you can hear me, put the phone down. Thanks. Hopefully speak to him in a minute. Try and call him back. Now it's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out the stuff that you've been sending us on email this week on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the Posh Lady off of Radio 4. I went to the X Factor auditions last year and Dermot O'Leary made us do pretend Mexican waves for the TV programme for hours.
I always watch the X Factor and think, how long have those people had to stand outside that arena in Cardiff doing the X? Probably like 5, 6, maybe 7 hours. Because there'll be some TV person going, right, can we all do that again, please, on a megaphone? And then, oh, God, OK, let's do the X again. Just for what? Like, for, like, 5 seconds of TV. You're there for hours.
I got there at 7 a.m. and we did fake cheering and Mexican waves for 5 hours. It was exhausting. Mexican waves should be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Love you, you complete me. Emily, off of Oswestry, Shropshire.
That explains it now, because when I watch X Factor, I'm like, oh, God, they look really bored of doing that Mexican wave. It's because they probably have taken the one that they did 5 hours in.
That is just... God. Oh.
Do the wave again.
I wouldn't even bother lifting my whole arms. I'd just do my hands.
I'd just do hands, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a bit camp, isn't it?
Yeah, but I quite like it.
Right, and Manchester's got the X Factor. Wow, 5 hours of Mexican waving. You're just going to lose it, you know what I mean? It's not going to be... It should be spontaneous, you're absolutely right. Next.
Hi, Scott. I work at the Oxford English Dictionary.
Hi. Oh, we were talking about this yesterday, trying to get something in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Normally, we need about 10,000 examples of a word in formal written, casual written and spoken forms to add a new word. But I reckon if you just spread it around the internet a bit, I can work with that. Easy. Sam.
See, that's how easy it is to get a word, a new word, in the actual dictionary.
We're trying to get koality in, weren't we?
Yeah,
like
because...
koala.
It was when we did a phone call to an Australian place ages ago, and you were trying to get bad Australian puns in.
That was my favourite, I think. And probably the worst pun I've ever done.
You said to the guy, hi, mate, I'm looking for a...
koality hotel.
Now, we do have three examples. Three, which is fine. If we put it on the internet and give three examples now...
And you said formal written as well, so if I write you, like, some sort of letter, maybe on headed paper, would that count?
Put it on BBC headed paper.
Yeah.
We'll get in. Quality will be in the dictionary. We found three separate mentions of quality, the word, from Rafael Benitez.
We were looking for a player with this quality, with this skills. So
there's one quality right there.
I think there are three or four countries that they have the power and the quality. So England is one of these.
Two qualities from Rafael.
Capello is doing a very good job, fantastic job. So he's trying to keep the balance between the players that he has with quality in the middle.
There we are, three qualities from Rafael Benitez.
He can be the quality ambassador and like go round like launching it when we do our promotional tour.
So if you could email me back and let me know how far down the line we are now with getting quality into the dictionary, that would be amazing. We'll put you on Dear Scott tomorrow. Thanks. Next.
Was it Roy Walker who boffed Kesha? Stu in Birmingham.
Do you know what? I don't really want to think at 7:23 in the morning about Roy Walker off of Car Park Catchphrase boffing Kesha.
When would you like to think about it?
Never.
Especially
not at this time. Especially not at this time. I've only had one coffee, you know what I'm saying? I am never going to reveal who boffed Kesha. This has been going on for a couple of days now. Maybe we accidentally mentioned that someone at Radio 1 had maybe boffed Kesha once. I'm never going to say it.
I might.
Yeah, you might.
I'm easily bribed.
But I am not going to be any part of that. And what I'm going to do, if you ever say the If you ever say the name, then I will wash my hands of it and this is all you, okay?
Okay. But I will say if...
At some point.
The price is right.
Yeah. Next!
Hi, Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I'm coming to London today. I wonder if I'll bump into any of you.
London's quite a big place.
If you bump into me, make sure to shout...
Oi, oi, Savaloy!
I didn't get any yesterday.
Not one?
No.
How annoying.
I was expecting at least three. That's not much to ask for, is it?
What, three oi, oi, Savaloys in a day? Who would you like? Would you like builders and stuff to shout out?
Yeah, taxi drivers are going past.
Okay, well,
I quite like a woman on a bike.
All right.
To shout it. Maybe preferably a bike with one of those baskets at the front.
Okay.
So if you are a woman with a basket at the front of your bike, please shout Oi Oi Savaloy to me.
So if you see somebody today with a wet perm and a pink hoodie, just shout...
wet perm! Oi Oi Savaloy. So rude.
You said it was a wet perm earlier.
No, I said it looked like it was a perm that had half grown out. Wet look perm is very different. That's like when I said to you the other day, stop wearing gel on your hair. You went, gel?
Gel?
Exactly.
It's wax.
Exactly. There's
Thank
been
you.
No mousse near this mullet.
For some time.
For some time. Not since 80s.
What, when you were four?
Yeah. Actually, no, you're not allowed to mousse until you're like... I don't think kids
When can you
mousse, do they? Oh, not until at least 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway... You might see us today in the street, who knows, in London.
I'm coming to attend an awards ceremony for work, but I'm really scared we might win something. You see, I don't have a great history with collecting awards. I thought I would share this with you because I believe you had a similar experience once, involving ripped clothing and having to go on staggering. Ring any bells?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear.
Last time I collected an award, I too flashed a bit more than I'd have liked.
Yeah, this is...
That just makes me think of Judy Finnegan. Poor Judy.
Oh, yeah, remember that. If you don't know what we're talking about, like I said, don't look it up this early. Maybe when you get, maybe when you get to work.
Wait for your breakfast to go down a bit.
Judy revealed far too much at an award ceremony once. Richard didn't even see it.
John Leslie was straight there helping.
John, he was, actually.
The award was for a competition I did while at uni, and the evening involved dinner with lots of potential employers. Great, you think. What an excellent opportunity to make a fool of myself. I somehow managed to rip the back of my skirt getting out of the taxi, exposing the bottom of my bottom.
Yeah.
You're not very good with awards. There's another example of you not being good with awards ceremonies. Do you remember when we went to the Sony Radio Awards last year, and we were in the taxi and you got ready so quickly that you cut yourself loads shaving, and you had to use one of my lady wipes to stop the blood.
Every time I have to dress up, it goes wrong, right?
It when just I had to smell like feminine hygiene all night.
Yeah. Rather that than having a blood bath on your face. Do you remember I went to try and stop the excessive bleeding in the pub toilet, and it looked like I'd murdered somebody in the sink? Awful. Only because I was in such a rush and I did a real...
You'd hacked it to pieces.
I hacked my face off just to try and have a shave. Real bad times.
that taxi that you picked me up in as well. What was that about? Like, when you get in a taxi, you're expected to, like...
That's my local cab firm. we sat on a blanket. That one.
I wasn't even sure if we were going to get there alive.
I like it when they've got a blanket in the back. I'd really like that.
That was a journey.
Yeah, that wasn't good. And then there was a time at number 10 where I had to meet Gordon Brown and I had the slippy shoes on.
No, he'd hairsprayed the bottom of your shoes to stop you from sliding, but you actually just got stuck to his carpet.
Yeah. And then there was the other time at the Student Radio Awards where, like this person, the trousers split and no one told me.
I could have addressed this straight away had I known, but no one told me until about an hour later.
Same.
By which time I must have flashed my bum to about 50 people.
Yeah.
Great. The worst is still to come. I still had to go up on stage. I was getting very worried about this, but luckily, last minute, the dean overheard me and lent me her cardigan. But it was too late. I already knew that the whole room would have seen my bottom.
Why don't people tell you earlier?
Now, I'm very concerned that if I have to go on stage tonight, that I will either rip my skirt again, or worse, fall over. I did this at the leaving ceremony at school. What can I do to prevent these things from happening?
I've got no idea because I'm exactly the same as you. Any event like this, any awards, I'm terrified of them. I have nightmares about them because something will go wrong. I'll rip my trousers, I will stick to the carpet, I'll hack myself to death beforehand. All of the above could happen.
I've just realised that you won't read this out until tomorrow, by which time I probably will already have made a fool of myself.
Oh, no.
This email, in that case, was probably a waste of time, but I spent a good 10 minutes writing it, so we'll send it anyway. Love you, and I mean it. Becky, off of Somerset. Just like your Becky.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Oh, What's Occurring? And Paddy McGuinness came in to see us yesterday, recorded some bits for us for Oh, What's Occurring? You can hear him at 8:15. We also did a little interview with him, which we'll play you some bits of just after 7:30. Basically, most of the interview revolved around trying to get Becky to be one of the girls on Take Me Out, because they are doing a new series. Love that show. I think you'd be really cruel on that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I can imagine you on it as well, Garrido.
I'd like to do it. Either side, in the group or on my own.
Yeah.
Happily take it on.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that on to Paddy next time I see him.
Yeah, do.
I was just saying we should do an office version, but the one that doesn't speak thinks it might lead to, like, some cruel things and, like, a bit of a tense environment in the office the next day.
Yeah, because you have to see him the next day.
I hadn't thought it through, really. I thought it'd be really funny to, like, buzz off the boss, but then actually...
No, not the best. It's like...
career-limiting,
yeah,
perhaps.
Really career-limiting. My friend Gary, his mum, has a come dine with me party like every other week where all the neighbours come round and they do it just like the telly where they get like pieces of paper and do the scoring. See?
Do they have someone doing the commentary as well? The
no, they haven't got Dave.
Do they all go through each other's liquor drawers and stuff?
Yeah,
that's
all
a bit
that.
Odd.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That is weird.
It is a bit weird. But yeah, that's in Essex, that.
All right.
So it's fine. Right. What are we doing now? Oh, yeah. Kate Nash and Fallout Boy and some Paddy McGuinness coming up. We're just talking about award ceremonies and that poor person earlier who don't know what happened, but it was Becky and she's never good at award ceremonies like me. I want you now, Tulip and David, to watch this brilliant video, which is on our blog, of Michelle Heaton, formerly of
Liberty X.
Yeah. And she's doing some something on the Celebrity Apprentice. It's good, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. I need to see that again.
Look up Michelle Heaton Falls Over on YouTube.
No, just go to our blog and they can see it there.
Or go to our blog.
It's way easier.
Such a shame, given that she's wearing such a dress.
It's good.
Oh, it's brilliant.
She's in like a car showroom. Oh. And it made my day when I saw that.
Everyone stood there with their hands over their mouth.
I know, they actually stopped the ceremony.
Brilliant.
Just go to our blog and look up the Michelle Heaton bit online when you get to work today. It'll cheer you right up.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this, please?
Calvert.
Calvert, where are you?
I'm in Launceston, Cornwall.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, I'm walking back from my paper round.
Oh, fair play to you. I only did a paper round for 2 weeks. I was sitting in for somebody else, and I couldn't be bothered.
I've been doing mine for a year. It started by sitting in for someone else.
I just didn't like it. Yeah, anyway, good that you've done it for a year. Can I help you with anything else?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could play Tra-la-la-la-lo, Man.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I do love it.
I'm going to play it in 5 seconds. Love you, Calvert. Have a good day.
Hey, love you too. Bye.
Bit of Tra-la-la to wake you up on a Thursday.
Doesn't speak's come dressed in his Tra-la-la-la Man outfit today.
He's got the beige on. Do the dance. Look up this man on our blog. He's amazing. He's a vision of 70s beige. Get so many people asking for this every day now. There we are. There's your Tra-la-la-la fix for Thursday morning. It's the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. Paddy McGuinness, hello.
Hello.
You're right?
How are you? All right?
I'm good. We were just talking about last time we spoke, and we were bonding over Sally Morgan.
Sally Morgan, yeah, it's funny because you were saying as I came in, you're a big fan of hers. And I said, no, what I said, I was in total disbelief at everything she does. but it's funny because she was on in my hometown the other night, and some friends of mine went, and they said she was quite good, actually, but I'm not sure, miss. I mean... Eight morning.
Oh, hang on. Oh. There she is now. Whoa. She's going to tell you something about the future.
Professionalism. It's my mobile, though. I don't know what the ringtone was.
What is that?
I don't know. It's some sort of...
Western
thing. Yeah, yeah. We're big on that in Bolton. I mean, you know, I've nothing against Sally Morgan, and I would love to believe... You know, I really would.
Yeah.
I do believe in ghosts and things like that. And
you believe in Yvette Fielding?
I believe in Yvette Fielding.
Who
yeah.
doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. getting a bit much this now.
Yeah, sorry.
It?
Let's move on from the paranormal.
Everyone. But,
can I talk to you about your sport relief thing, please?
Absolutely, yeah. Please.
So, what's going on?
I'm playing in a game on Saturday, the 1st of May. And it's Sport Relief and Manchester United have got together, and all the proceeds go to Sport Relief and United Relief. And it's a big charity game, and they've sort of got together a load of ex-Manchester United players, and they're playing us in a rivals team. So they've got people like Andy Cole and Dwight York and Solskjaer up front, so we've not got much hope, basically. They've got Yap Stam playing and what have you. But it's a big family day, so before the game, there's a concert on and the Saturdays and Tinchy Strider. What? Tinchy Strider and Chipmunk and Dappy and whatever happens to proper rappers' names like Ghostface Killer? So, I mean, what are these new lads? Dappy and Chipmunk? Come on, that's not street, is it? But so, you know, they'll all be performing and what have you. So it should be a really good family day, and tickets are a fiver each for the kids.
Who else is on your team then?
Well, we've got, footballers-wise, we've got Peter Beardsley.
I thought you said footballers' wives. I was like, is it just you and a load of wags? Yeah. I quite like that.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. Might get a bit awkward in the showers. Funny, talking about the show, we've got a player, Des Walker, who used to play for Notts Forest and Sheffield Wednesday, and he's an ex-England player. And I played in a charity game for Sir Bobby Robson, and... after the game, we're all having a shower and what have you, and it's like all these ex-England players, Alan Shearer and what have you, they're all there. And so I was the first in the showers because I was subbed. And I was having a shower, and Des Walker came in, and I just felt a little bit of an inferiority complex come on. it's like Des came in, and I said... I'm going to have to leave here now, Des. And as I was saying that... David Platt walks in, and I went, then again, lang about. So, anyhow, that's me footballing anecdote out the way. But, you know, so we've got John Barnes playing, but we've got, you know, we've got George Lamb and Ian Rush.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing for us and what have you. Tim Lovejoy, Jason Manford, there's Lee Mack, comedians. We've got loads of people, really.
Now, I want to talk about Take Me Out.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh,
what a
you.
Brilliant show.
Thank you very much. Very
Please
nice
tell
you.
Me it's coming back.
Well, you know, fingers crossed we're looking at doing it towards the end of this year, but nothing's been confirmed yet, but that's what I'm told. So hopefully it'll be back on.
How'd you get to be on it?
She wants to be one of the girls in the next series. Yeah.
Is there an audition process?
I think, what happened last time? Yeah, they sort of just audition people.
Do you reckon you could just sneak me in on the end?
Absolutely. Do you fancy it?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
it'd
be brilliant.
Do you think you'd be cruel or kind? Mm. Or honest?
Honest.
Quite cruel, I think.
Really?
Well, yeah. If they're slightly chubby, I do have a soft side for the slight chubsters.
Oh, really?
So I might be kind to them.
Yeah. please tell them to bring it back.
Well,
it's one of those things.
Say, they'll go, you know, if you do another one, why not do it with 30 blokes? I said, because they'll all just leave the lights on constantly.
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be the
anything,
same.
Anything with a pulse. Yeah, lights on, thank you.
It's true.
Just take it forever.
What a nice man. That was Paddy McGuinness, who came to see us yesterday. He's lovely, isn't he?
Mm.
And I think you're in there. I think you're going to be on Take Me Out on the next series.
I can't wait for that. I'm really genuinely quite excited.
Yeah. I wasn't the only person that thought he meant David Platt off Coronation Street, was I, Becky, when he was in that interview?
Not David Platt off of Old England.
Yeah, I didn't... Because I get the two mixed up.
It's easily
done. No, only because they've got the same name. It's not Evil David in the showers, was it?
No.
It was the other one off of football.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are pointing that out. Thank you, Matt in Crawley, and off of Vicky in Bolton, and also Ryan in Essex somewhere saying, you do know which David Platt he meant. I do. However, if either of them want to sue Paddy, he was talking about the other one, all right? He wasn't talking about you, whichever David Platt's listening. Lee in Derby's just downloaded the drum roll. He's going to use it in the pub tonight. Oh, I've got this amazing bit of gossip for you. Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. Here comes the gossip now, and says gossip. See, it's so good. Download it for your phone, and you can just press the button, and the drum roll will be there all the time. On the mobile site, is it, Becky? Text mobile. That's M-O-B-I-L-E. I had to think about that then. M-O-B-I-L-E. I'm not calling you stupid, it's just that people text in all sorts of weird variations of the word mobile. Mobly. So it's 81199 with the word mobile if you want that on your phone. Or get it from my pages at Radio 1 online. Someone's just watched the Michelle Heaton falling over video on our blog. Greg just got to work in Banbury. See, it sets you up for the day, that. People falling over is still funny. Especially when it's a celebrity. Is it off Celebrity Apprentice, I think?
I think it's off the Irish Apprentice.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
So it's Michelle Heaton, formerly of Liberty X, and she's in some kind of car showroom, isn't she?
Well, I think, you know, that bit where the teams have to, like, sell the product or whatever. I think done the presentation, and they get her in to, like, help them with their presentation, and then...
And bless her, she looks really nervous. She does this kind of speech, looks terrified, and then unveils this new car, and that's where the fun begins.
What is the way to recover from that sort of thing? Because, like, is there a best way to get out of it?
Well, normally, if I fall over and I'm down, what you normally do is you just pick yourself right back up, especially if people are watching, and go, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, everything's fine. Or just don't even say anything and just don't maintain any eye contact with anybody. But the thing was with Michelle, the spotlight was really on her then, and, like, the whole room went quiet. Do have a look when you get to work. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
We're going to have a real good night. Let's go late night shopping. Where's she popping?
Don't you worry.
Let's go Western clubbing. Champagne popping.
I like that tune because it's got a kind of Friday weekend vibe to it. And also it mentions late night shopping, which I don't think a song has ever done before. Open till late, Thursdays. Like, it's perfect for playing today because today is late night shopping day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Champagne popping, late night shopping. Really good. That was Roll Deep and Good Times. That is why we're playing it, because today, Thursday, is late night shopping day.
Oh, what's occurring?
Are you going to take me to that shopping centre where we can go late night shopping and get champagne popping?
I went there yesterday. There's people quaffing champagne at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
But in the middle of a shopping centre.
In a shopping centre.
Like, if I was going to pay 20 quid for a glass of champagne, which I never would, you would do it at a party or, like, a wedding, you know. You wouldn't do it to sit in the middle of a shopping centre outside Boots, would you?
It's next to Next. Oh, another glass of champagne, please.
Do they do oysters as well?
Then I might pop into House of Fraser. What?
Do they do oysters as well?
Okay, good.
Sorry, I almost died from my breakfast.
Nice.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Champagne in a shopping centre. But we could combine the two, like Roll Deep suggests. All right, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? And John is on again for day two. Right, John?
You all right, Scott?
All right, yes. Have you ever quaffed champagne? Oh, no, you're 16. In a shopping centre? No, no, neither of those. You've probably been to a shopping centre.
I haven't seen anyone doing it either.
No, no.
Yeah.
Watched EastEnders and Corrie last night?
I did, yeah.
Did you see the episode where Ben was dressed as Lady Gaga?
Oh, no, I missed that one.
Oh, look it up.
Jono from Unofficial Mills has put some pictures up on the website, and I accidentally saw them yesterday, and it brought back so many memories.
Go on to unofficialmills.co.uk, and there's Ben off EastEnders dressed as Lady Gaga. It's just something else, it really is.
Memories of me watching...
Really,
I was going to say memories of me watching EastEnders, not memories of me dancing to Lady Gaga in front of... Two middle-aged women.
All right, John, well, you did well yesterday. Are you ready for day two?
I am, yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, we found out a while ago when we did our afternoon show that ladies love a compliment. Have you ever paid a girl a compliment, John?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
Yeah. They love it, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Now, I went to Stupid Street a while back and complimented some ladies. I'd be like, hi there, sweet lady. And they really, really like it. You love it, don't you?
Mm.
Sweetheart.
I do. Do you remember when you called Annie Mac as well? And what did you call her? I can't remember.
Sugar Lips or something.
Yeah, she loved it.
Yeah. Ladies love a good compliment. Are yours the same, John, your compliments?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Yeah, they do like it, don't they?
They do, huh?
Especially in Troon, I find.
Especially in Troon, huh?
But can the same be said about men? We sent poor Mel, who's working on the show this week, bless her, out onto Stupid Street. She asked some random questions to blokes and then paid them a really nice, sneaky compliment after the question. My question to you on today's Oh What's Occurring, out of six people, how many of the blokes would object to the compliment? How many do you think, babe?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to him.
No, you.
None. They love it.
You think blokes like it too?
Yeah.
So no objections to the compliment. John?
Yeah, I think I've seen none as well. Probably wouldn't really care.
Going for the same answer?
Yeah.
You think blokes love a compliment?
Well, I like to have a good compliment now and then.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh!
Do men like the compliments as much as the girls?
And could you do with the stunt double yourself?
No, not really.
No? Okay, no, you're fine as you are. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Sugar Lips.
Okay, thank you.
So you could live in a world with maybe three Beyoncés.
Wouldn't really bother me too much.
Okay, well, that's great.
Okay.
Thanks, cutie pie.
No worries. Bye. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks, Stud Muffin. Have a good day.
All right, cool. Bye.
So which other celebrities do you think might be doing this?
Alan Carr, and all of them big names.
Well, thanks, Big Gun.
Thank you.
I love it.
If you had a stunt double for a day, what would you make them go and do for you?
All the work that I didn't want to do.
Well, thanks, Hunky.
That's all right, cheers.
Hunky?
He loved it.
What would you send someone off to do for you? What jobs?
Probably go do the week shopping.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks very much, okay. Mr. Lover-Lover.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks then.
Thank you. They didn't even bat an eyelid. They're like, yeah, my Mr. Lover-Lover.
This is the best one.
Thanks very much, Mr. Lover-Lover.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Not heard anyone called Hunky for a long time.
Well, thanks, Hunky.
That's all right, cheers.
Yeah, they just take it in their stride.
Well, thanks, Big Guns.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. That's me, Big Guns.
That's probably like the 87th time they've heard that, so they're just...
Today.
You know, just beyond it, aren't they now?
So, everyone was right there, really. They just took the compliments, no one objected, so you can have a point each.
Thank you.
What's occurring?
John, have you watched Sophie Dahl's cooking programme on TV?
No, I haven't.
It's, yeah, it's good.
Oh, my God, I actually love her.
Why?
I do actually love her. There's something about her, I don't know what it is.
Would you?
Oh, no, but I would go round for dinner.
Well, men have got the list, as we discussed earlier.
No.
Even just, heterosexual men.
I just love her.
What about you? You and Sophie Dahl, think about it.
What, just cooking?
Yeah.
In the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Posh Bird cooks food. That's the synopsis. And on the other night's show, she was feeling very melancholy. Don't know whether anyone noticed. Lots of our listeners
did. She was.
Did.
Yes, she was.
She was just melancholic about everything. When was the last time you heard that word used on a food programme, or indeed on any programme? John, do you use that word very often?
I've never heard it before in my life.
Never heard of the word melancholy?
No.
Sophie uses it a lot. Yeah?
No, I've never heard it before she used it.
No. You've never heard of the word melancholy?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm going to start using it now, because if it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me.
Look up what it means first before you use it, I would.
Okay, melancholy. Is it not like a...
No, it's not like a name you can give someone. All right, melancholy?
Yeah. Sounds like a dog's name.
It does sound like a dog's name, John. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Melancholy. Come on. Come on, melancholy. Have you looked it up yet?
No. What does it mean? Just tell me what it means and then I won't have to bother.
It means kind of...
Ha, you don't know.
Bit sad. Bit down in the mouth.
Aww.
Yeah. Despondency.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how you could use that in a cooking show, but Sophie did a lot. How many times did Sophie Dahl say melancholy or melancholic on her show the other day? John?
How long does the show last for?
How long's the show on
half
for?
Half an hour. Half an hour. Not long enough.
Seven.
Seven. Becky?
OMG, John, you need to do some research. I'm going to say 42.
Let's find out. Here's the melancholy Sophie Dahl doing some cooking.
Indulge the melancholy. I very occasionally get melancholy. Trying to cure melancholy. Perhaps I was melancholic. That's melancholy. Melancholy. Hangovers and melancholy. 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 Melancholic. Melancholy. Melancholy. Melancholic.
This is ridiculous.
Melancholic fried bread. Melancholy. 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 Slightly melancholic looking prawns.
What?
Melancholy. 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 The melancholy has lifted.
Wow. 29 melancholies in there.
That's a lot.
That is a lot in half an hour.
Makes you wonder if she said anything else.
Yeah. So Becky can have the point there.
Yes.
Very good. I've never had sad fried bread, have you? Slightly no. Despondent fried bread.
Melancholic fried bread.
Well, maybe it's like the really limp stuff, you know, after it's been sat there a while, like yeah. In the transport cafes.
I've had a few melancholic prawns, though.
Slightly melancholic looking prawn.
Oh, look at me, my sad prawn.
They're like melancholic by nature, aren't
Hello.
They? With their long faces.
I'm a prawn, I'm a bit sad today. Yeah, they've got quite long faces. Melancholic prawn.
Slightly melancholic looking prawn.
Oh! What's the curtain?
We spoke to Paddy McGuinness. He came in yesterday. Did you watch his show Take Me Out, John?
I've seen a couple episodes, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was alright.
It's coming back for a second series.
Well,
now,
good.
The series finished a few weeks ago, and Paddy did have some pretty good catchphrases on that show. But like I said, it was a while ago now, since he's probably filmed them. So my question to you, how many of his own catchphrases can Paddy McGuinness remember from last series of Take Me Out, John?
Eight.
How long did you give him?
30 seconds.
Oh, no.
What are you saying, John?
Can I change it?
Go on, then.
Change it to five.
Five?
Yeah.
Becky?
Six.
Oh, tactical.
Yeah, let's find out. Here's Paddy McGuinness trying to remember all his own catchphrases from Take Me Out. Paddy McGuinness, how many of your catchphrases from Take Me Out can you remember in 30 seconds?
Right. No likey, no lighty. Let the sergeant see the privates. Let the nuts see the bolts. Oh, God, you put me on the spot now. What was the other one? Let the rod see the tackle. Let the rabbit see the ear. Let the dog see the bone. Let the meat see the pie.
He loves it.
What I love about him is that he says it like when he says let the soldier see the privates or whatever he says, he just goes. He finds them so funny himself. I love it.
There were seven in there. Oh, uh-huh. John.
I should have stuck with that answer.
You really should. It's all over for you. The dream's over. How do you feel?
I'm gutted.
Are you sad to be leaving so soon in the competition?
I am, yeah. I thought I could be like Patrick and be in for months.
Right, we've turned this into an episode of Over the Rainbow, John, okay?
All right.
I'm afraid your journey's over and you've got to hand back your shoes to Andrew before going off on a cardboard moon. Have you got a cardboard moon in Troon? A Troon cardboard moon?
I don't think so.
Right, okay, well, just pretend you have. And if you could just hand back your shoes now.
It's time to hand back your shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go over there...
Go over there and hand back your shoes to Andrew. Do it now.
Right, I'm going over there.
There we are. And there's Andrew Lloyd Webber on a throne.
Right.
Take off your shoes.
Andrew.
There we are. You've given Andrew the shoes. And now just float off on your cardboard rubbish moon.
Right, that's me. I'm floating.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Good to speak to you, John.
Oh, what's the curry?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sam from Northwich.
Sam in Northwich, how can I help you today?
I'm just ringing to let you know about my prawn that I had last night and my prawn cocktail.
This sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. It didn't look too good. His tail was down, so I decided to leave it.
Couldn't eat him?
Couldn't eat him. I couldn't do it. It was just looking at his face. His tail was down. I couldn't do it.
So you were about to eat a sad, melancholic-looking prawn last night and you couldn't do it?
I couldn't. It shocked me. It surprised me this morning that you're talking about it, to be honest.
Do you know what you should not do? Don't look them in the eye.
Right, okay. It didn't have a head. That was the only...
Oh.
Yeah.
You've got a prawn that was looking melancholy. It didn't even have a head. That's amazing.
The tail was down. That
tail
was
down. That's a sign of sadness in prawns.
That's what it was.
Okay, well, you were right to do that. Actually, one of my friends, John, we went on holiday once and he ordered prawn cocktail and I had to take every single head off because he just couldn't do it. He couldn't look him in the eye.
I can't eat him when they're in the shell anyway, myself.
Can you eat a fish with the head still on?
No, never. Wouldn't do that.
They look sad, don't they?
You're very, very, very upsetting, to be honest.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your call about your prawn cocktail.
Okay, love you.
Off you go on your rubbish moon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. It's 8:42. I like people going off on their moon, like on Over the Rainbow. We should do this more often. Now, a lot of people, obviously, love Lady Gaga. She's like the hottest pop star around at the moment. But, like us, they wish they could sing along a bit more because sometimes it's hard to understand the words. So, hooray, us to the rescue. We have got the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out the words so that you can understand them properly. It's just like a public service, really, from us to you. And it's only when you hear the lyrics to Lady Gaga's songs you realise how brilliant they really are and what poetry it actually is. So, we did Telephone yesterday. That's on the podcast. Today, we're going to have a bit of Bad Romance from Lady Gaga. Have you ever sung along and you're like... but you don't actually know the rest of the words.
I know. I want your love.
You and me could make a bad romance. But what are the rest of them? Well, here's the Lady PR4L to help.
Ra, ra, Roma, Roma, ma. Ga, ga, oh, la, la. Want your bad romance.
Yes.
I want your ugly. I want your disease. I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love. Love, love, love. I want your love.
Here we go.
You know that I want you. And you know that I need you. I want it bad. A bad romance.
Yes.
I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. I want your love and all your lover's revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Caught in a bad romance. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Caught in a bad romance. Ra, ra, ah, ah, ah. Roma, Roma, ma. Ga, ga, oh, la, la. Want your bad romance.
And there's today's Lady Gaga lesson from the Lady PR4L. Hope you enjoyed it. We should probably do another one tomorrow, I think, just so you can understand the words properly. Now you can sing along. It's amazing what the Posh Radio 4 lady's voice doing Lady Gaga is doing to some people. Steve, good morning. And Jay, good morning. And Steve, Sam, Pete... Yes, it is wrong that it's making you do that. Yes, it is, Carl off of Stoke. Bad Romance, PR4L version, Lady Gaga. That'll be on the podcast later at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We should do one more Lady Gaga lesson with the PR4L, just so you can sing along and realise how brilliant the lyrics are tomorrow morning, because it's only Blue Friday. Fern's on at 10 this morning, and she has got Craig David coming in as well. Mm. What a bonus. Craig David.
Wonder what you were going to say then, thought of Craig David.
And what a bonus. Chase Crawford is coming in today.
Good morning.
That was a slightly desperate one, that I felt.
So he'll be here with his nice eyes and stuff. And a lot of people will have been dressing up to come to work at Radio 1 today.
Are you going to change?
Because they think they've got a chance.
Are you change before he comes in, or...?
No, this is what I'm wearing.
Okay.
I'm wearing my special scent. It's not the pheromone one, it's just the...
You sounded very Ron Burgundy then when you said I'm wearing my special scent.
A lot of people, I bet Fern's got dressed up today. Oh, actually, Fern gets dressed up every day, doesn't she? Mm. Every day she looks immaculate. Anyway, so Chase Crawford with... with Fern from 10 o'clock. Did you just sniff yourself then?
I was just
then?
Wondering if you'd prefer your scent or mine.
I've got my Vera Wang.
I think you'd prefer yours.
You prefer my Vera Wang? Mm. Have you got your Vera Wang on too?
No, right. I'm wangless.
Now, I need to apologise to Greg James, because, you know, Hugh Stevens is doing 1 till 4 at the moment, sounding really good, and Hugh every day does his Welsh word of the day, which is brilliant, because Welsh is a fantastic language. Don't speak it myself, but I do like to just listen to it. Often, I will put S4C on my Sky
as well.
And just watch Probably Come, because I like the sound of it. It's like when I go on holiday, I watch whole like Thai soap operas, don't I? For half an hour or more, just because I like the sound of it. I don't know what they're saying, I just like it. Now, yesterday, I may have told Greg James that he was doing today's Welsh word of the day, and would he remind recording a couple for me? So he did.
Hello, this is Greg James, and these are the Welsh words of the day.
So, I got him to record these. So, sorry, Greg. If you are an actual Welsh person, you'll probably think, well, this isn't Welsh, but I told Greg that it was.
Shibbo. Zemiege. Gerg.
Now, that's not Welsh, but I told Greg that it was.
Shibbo. Zemiege. Gerg.
Now, I just wanted him to say these words, which I made up, so that we could reverse them.
Oh.
Because if you play that backwards, this is what it says. Greg James is rubbish.
Oh, bless him.
Greg James is rubbish.
Oh.
Sorry, Greg.
Oh.
This also...
Oh, no, what else have you got?
This isn't Welsh.
Says wash. Hiam. Fo. Yes. Hia. Hin eo. Fal. Ho mi.
Play it the other way round.
Imo. Laf. Ho andy. I. Say. Woof. My. Shoses.
That didn't work as well as I wanted it to. That should have said people laugh when I take off my trousers.
Imo. Laf. Ho andy. I. Say. Woof. My. Shoses.
Sorry, Greg.
Did he think these were the longest Welsh words ever?
I did one more phrase in Welsh, or not.
Hershek fro mia.
Play it the other way round, and...
I'm worth Kesha.
I boffed Kesha.
I'm worth Kesha.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Most exciting thing I did yesterday, I went to a sample sale. Never been to one before. How exciting was that? It's like a jumble sale with clothes that are like a tenner. So good.
I'd love to be thin enough to get samples from a sample sale.
Have you been to one?
Yeah, but girls' ones, because samples only come in, like, size 6 and size 8. If you're any sort of normal size, you can't... Because I went there with Gemma, who works upstairs, who's, like, properly skinny, and she was like, it's brilliant, it's brilliant. I was like,
no.
Where's the normal size clothes? And there aren't any. But what did you get?
Got a suit for, like, no money. Well, not no money, but...
See, you're I paid some. Pay something, yeah.
Yeah, and a couple of shirts, which are, like, a tenner each. Brilliant.
Well, good.
So good. I was going to invite you again today. I want to go again.
Where is it?
It's just up the road from Radio 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to invite you again, but now you said that, I won't. Fine. Posh Radio 4 lady.
Well, I can't help it, can I? Let's go and I'll try something on for you and you can see how ridiculous it looks.
There weren't any changing rooms. It was a free-for-all. It was a bun fight in there. It was literally just like a massive table.
You bought a suit without trying it on?
No, I tried on the jacket. I was like, it'd be fine. But like, there's this massive table full of jeans and hats and scarves. You would love it. Let's go today.
All right.
Okay, record of the week is Stereo Love, Edward Meyer. Lots of people really weren't sure about this on Monday. Now we're at Thursday. People liking it quite a lot.
Someone's been on saying about me being too big for samples. You can't help it. Well, I could always try a diet. Well, if someone
No, you're just a normal size.
If someone else spun the text points out, my head alone is a size 8. You know, when it swells, it's like, whoop.
It's time for Dear Scott now, the posh Radio 4 lady reading out some of the stuff you've been saying this week. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. First one.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and of course the very lovely posh Radio 4 lady. I was sent a link to a site showing 15 embarrassing fashion trends we all fell victim to.
Okay.
Do my eyes deceive me, or is that Becky in picture number 2, entitled Overalls? Smiley. Lots of love, Mark M.
What's the biggest fashion mistake you ever made? Mine was the double denim when it wasn't even in.
Shell suit, I think. You know when people can hear you coming a mile off.
Yeah. Have you ever worn overalls?
No, I did have dungarees. Do you want to see this picture? I'm going to put it on the blog. You ready?
Okay, it's
Does
on the
this
blog.
Look like me? It's not on the blog yet. I'm going to put it on.
Well, the girl looks a bit like you, yeah.
That's the point of the email.
Right, yeah, it looks a bit like you, but I can never see you wearing those overalls.
Oh, it's too... You know when you see a picture of yourself, like, it's not you, but you know you can see what everyone sees in it?
Yeah.
This picture, I really can. I'm going to put it on the blog.
A bit like when there were those pictures of me... Well, it wasn't me, but it looked like me, and it was young Terry Wogan. Remember?
Yes!
Terry Wogan, in his younger years, that's going to be me. I'm going to have hair, like, coming out of my ears, my nostrils, all of it. But that's what happens when you get older.
I've never seen Sir Terry looking like that.
What, young Terry or Terry
I've never
with...
seen old Terry now doesn't have hair out of his nose and out of his ears, does he?
It's because he trims.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I just made it up. Sorry, Terry, if you're listening. I doubt you are. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and whoever else may be working on the show today. I use the word working loosely, as it sounds more like playing.
Well, that's where you're wrong, actually. It's very hard work. We just make it sound like so much fun.
Anyway, I was just looking back through some old podcasts from this time last year and remembered about Best Guest Week. How could I have forgotten about such a high-quality piece of radio genius?
Oh, yeah, we did have Best Guest Week, where we all had to book a guest.
DJ Talent, the Dolly Rockers, Tim Minchin. Where is this year's?
Yeah, we kind of forgot about that. What a calibre of guest, though. DJ Talent. Tim Minchin, he's good.
But yeah, mine was the only good one.
Dolly Rockers, yeah.
I do understand that after Chappers left, such a feature would be lacking a certain sparkle, but I really think another Best Guest Week is overdue. Andrew, just outside Edinburgh.
We appreciate your feedback on the show. That's what Dear Scott is all about, or partly. So I think we should do another Best Guest Week at some point. We'll all book a guest and see who gets the best one. We all up for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Dear Scott and Co., I wonder if it's possible to tell how many people the posh Radio 4 lady has been with from the way she speaks.
Yeah, we did this the other day. Spoke to some people on the street, got some clues out of them, and we had to guess how many boyfriends or girlfriends they'd had just from hearing their voice. Wonder if you can do it with the PR4L.
Does she go for the posh fellas, or, like Kesha, does she go for the Mick Jagger types for a bit of TikTok? Winking smiley. Andy, in Shropshire.
Right, let's play a game on the text. How many do you think the PR4L's had just from her voice? You've heard it quite a lot.
But she's only has eyes for the PR4M, doesn't she?
Are they actually going out?
Well, they live together, don't they?
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, we played clips of them at their house on
the
show.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was just for the radio.
No, I don't think so. Is it? Did you make that up? I don't want to know. I'm just going to pretend that they're happy together anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I want to as well. Let's just imagine that they do, even if they don't. Anyway, how many? 8199. Next!
Time! Sorry, are you actually asking that?
Well, we asked it to people on the street. Why can't we ask it about the PR4L? It's a reasonable question.
Hi, my name's Lottie. I'm from Hackney, and I'm 25 years old.
See, this was Lottie. we had on the other day, and she's 25.
People sometimes tell me I look like Natalie Portman when naked.
Sounds like she's had loads.
On a first date, I would probably wear a dress, but not a very revealing one.
Oh, okay.
The best job I ever had was working in a strip club as a barmaid. I made so many tips, it was amazing.
So you would think loads from that. But then?
The number of boyfriends I have had is 3.
Expecting that to be a lot higher there. Next.
Yesterday, I was on the tube, standing near the door, reading my book. The girl on the seat next to me was flipping back and forth in her diary / day planner. I did catch one day that had a pretty good start planned out. Wake up, shower, breakfast, get ready, walk to campus.
I often write things like that in my Filofax.
No, you don't, do you? What, get up? Go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
What time's go to bed planned for tonight?
About 10. When I'm doing these hours, when I'm doing Moyles' show, I have to plan everything meticulously.
And what time do you walk to campus?
No, I'll put get in cab at like 5:20/30.
That's subject to change, isn't it?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's good to have it all planned out. In the afternoons, not so much, but in the mornings, definitely. I have to put everything in. Go to sample sale was in at 1:30 yesterday.
Is this just in case you ever need an alibi?
Yeah.
What worried me more is that on some of the other days, she had nothing. Was she planning on just sleeping all day?
Because you forget.
Anyway, I immediately thought of you. Hopefully, you can make something of this.
Yep.
Cheers, Craig.
I totally relate, Craig. However, there are whole swathes of the diary where there's nothing in it because you just can't be asked. And then other days are planned to the minute.
Do you actually write in your diary? Write in diary. Remember to write in diary, go to bed.
No, because that's stupid. That's going too far.
Well, some would argue that what you've already written is a bit silly.
The PR4L has not had 36, Rich in Nottingham. No way. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. Baby food is rank.
Eh?
Disagreed.
I challenge you to identify the ingredients of various baby food with a blind taste test. Enjoy. Lots of love, Carly, off of Winscombe, near Brizzle.
Obviously, this is somebody that's had a very bad experience with baby food, and we say to that, really not.
Bring it on.
It's amazing. Can we do a baby food taste test?
I eat baby food anyway. Doesn't matter about the taste testing.
It is lush.
Rice pudding with apple and pear is my favourite.
But there's never enough of it. That's because they normally feed it to babies. But I could
eat.
You
can
like,
have 2 pots if you want.
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
Beef
casserole?
Yeah, I like beef casserole. It's all mashed up.
I'm more of a sweet one myself. I'm not sure about
the meat is
the beefy
one. Yeah, the beefy ones are good.
Oh.
No chewing required. It's brilliant.
I could so do that though. I might have a go later in the office.
Yeah, let's do it for fun. Even if we don't do it on the air, one that doesn't speak, can we just do it for fun anyway? Alright, good. BBC.co.uk/radio1 is our what did I say that? Is our online address. If you want to send me an email, then it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email address.
What time is going in the diary for eat baby food?
Well, aren't we having a 90s style brunch today?
Yeah.
So maybe. That's at what? Hang on, I need to write this down actually.
Is it not in the philo?
No, not yet. Right, so...
Right, we need to... What time's Chase Crawford on? Because that needs to go in.
Well, he's... Oh, I don't know. Oh, God, this has messed up my whole plans for the day now.
Right, finish show at 10.
Yeah, okay.
10, finish show. 10:05, walk to shop to purchase baby food. 10:10, put blindfold on. 10:11, get spoon. 10:12, start eating baby food.
Hang on. What about Chase? 11?
We're putting the blindfold on because we're doing a blind taste testing and for no other reason.
11 o'clock, Chase Crawford?
Roughly.
Okay, I don't know what time he's in, by the way. Paps outside. Stop asking me. I don't
know. There's a problem with the plan.
What?
Once you put the blindfold on...
I won't be able to see.
We're not going to be able to read anything else for the rest of the day.
Oh, rubbish. Well, that's torn that. That throws everything
10,
out the window.
10, find someone to read to us whilst wearing the blindfold.
Oh, I quite like the idea of getting N-dubs to sing along to Stargirl. By McFly tomorrow, because it's only Blue Friday. You know, Moyles normally plays McFly.
Mm.
It's an idea. I'm not sure whether they'll do it, but we can ask tomorrow.
Just tell them it's McFly Day and, you know.
Yeah, you have to do it. That was Paramore, and the only exception is Radio 1. Hello, Fiona, off of Wellen, who's been on. Fiona, if you could stop texting in. It's not that I don't want to hear from you. It's just that...
It's a bit harsh. No, what she said.
It's when you... Other people from Wellen will also know this. On your predictive text, what happens when you try and type in Wellen is that it goes to Willy. So there's just quite a few texts from Fiona saying Willy. So that's enough, thanks. Loads of people waiting outside now for Chase Crawford. He's going to be here with Fern at 10:30 this morning. Just went out there to have a look.
And?
Loads of paparazzi, including...
Is our favourite there?
No, not there today.
Oh, he must be at school.
Yeah. This is the world's youngest paparazzi, who we told you about on the show last week, who is about 9, but has got a camera which is bigger than actual him.
No, he's 13, isn't he?
He's 13, yeah. But he looks 9.
Isn't it just paparazzo if he's just one? Paparazzi is more than one. There's only one young one, isn't there?
So the young paparazzo is not there today.
Yeah.
There is somebody, I think, who is trying to steal his crown as youngest paparazzo, who is hiding around the corner. Because I just went around the corner, and there's someone who's about 5 there, ready to take a picture with his camera phone, trying to take the heat off the other young paparazzo. And also, there's 2 girls who are quite, like, sat on the pavement arguing about which one loves him more.
Which one do you prefer?
Hmm?
Which one do you prefer?
Out of the 2 girls?
Yeah, you said there's 2 girls out there that I quite like.
No, I mean, I just like the fact that they're arguing about which one loves Chase more.
Morning!
Hiya!
Are you excited about Chase Crawford?
Yeah, if you need any help today on the show, I'm around. Just hanging around.
Do you want to just sort of be my little helper for the day?
Yeah, what do you need me to do?
Well, there's always tea to be made, to be fair.
Okay, and will that be around about the same time as Chase will be here?
I mean, we could probably arrange that. We might not allow you in the studio, though, that's it.
No, well, that's
we
not
might
really
have to
fair.
Look from outside the
no,
glass.
No, that's just, that's bad.
Window.
Could you also not do what Joe Wiley did once when Josh Hartnett came in?
Right.
Basically, it was a pre-recorded interview, and in the very same studio that you're in now, she was like, yeah, come down to meeting, So I came in, I was really like, oh, God, I'm embarrassing.
I do faked hand and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course I had.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a Vera Wang on. And...
Your special scent.
Yeah. And she was like, hi, what's the Joe Wiley voice? hi, Josh. This is Scott. He was like, hey, dude, yeah, man. And she went, he's a big fan of yours. In fact, I'd say he's more than a big fan.
Oh, no.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for that, Wiley.
I won't do any of that.
Seriously, if the ground could have opened up and swallowed me, that would have been good.
I promise.
So don't do that, please.
Will not happen.
Okay, good.
Absolutely promise. But yeah, are you just going to sort of sniff around?
Sorry?
You're going to sniff around the live lounge and then I'll beckon you in?
Yeah.
That'll work?
Yep, that's fine. Okay, I'll just be here then.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.